Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shall we begin?
Let's begin. Hello and welcome to episode 16 of Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
Woo.
Now, yes.
We need to play our jingle to get us in.
I'll play the jingle if you want. Hang on. Hello and welcome to episode 16 of Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
Welcome.
Welcome indeed. Now, from time to time, your teenage daughters will ask you a difficult question. But this morning, I got a very difficult question from Ruth. She was...
I have no idea what this is.
Well, you were doing a bit of research, which I was very pleased to see. You were on the internet and you said to me, Dad, is the Daily Express a reliable news source? Which is a very difficult question. I mean, all I could tell you was that it is registered as a newspaper. Why were you asking me if the Daily Express... People will have different opinions about whether the Daily Express...
That's just what the news...
That was the website.
It's all related to my later story, so I'll just leave that.
All right, we'll leave it hanging there.
That's a hook there.
That is a hook.
We'll come back to that later.
It's a tease. I'd like to talk about spots, blemishes in the skin. And the reason I'm doing that is a piece that it's what you would describe as, is this some cockamamie thing from The Guardian? This exactly is some cockamamie thing from The Guardian.
Oh, my favourite.
Yeah. What do teenage girls need to know to navigate those difficult years? And number one here was the truth about spots. Tell your daughter, that's you, that spots or blackheads are not caused by these things. Greasy food, not exfoliating, not washing enough or properly, not drinking enough water, germs on the skin, chocolate, bad karma, etc. Spots and blackheads, do you know what they are caused by? They're caused by blockages.
Blockages in the skin.
Yeah, blockages caused by sebum.
What's sebum?
I don't know, it's spelled S-E-B-U-M.
That is not doing your research properly. I need to know what sebum is, Dad.
Well, it causes spots.
Should I Google it?
You Google it. Which you often have much more of when you're a teenager because of certain hormone misbehaviour. Sebum blocks the pores from...
Is it S-E-B-U-M?
Yeah.
Oily secretion of the sebaceous glands.
Yeah, sebaceous.
Sebaceous gland.
Sebum blocks the pores from underneath and then bacterial inflammation causes the spot. Good spot creams can take a few weeks to work because they stop new ones from forming. So she, that's you, has to be patient. Also in this Cockamamie Guardian piece, in fact, I think we might call it...
Cockamamian.
The Cockamamian, possibly. Number 10 is how to manage money.
This is 10 things to tell your teenage daughter or something.
What do teenage girls need to know to navigate those difficult years, is what it's called.
Nothing. You learn these things as you get older. That's one of the points.
Yes, but I think if you're a guardian parent, what you try and do is try...
Guys.
Precisely.
Into knowing the
That's
things.
Why it's called the guardian. You do try and...
Oh, because you are... Wow, wow, wow.
I am your guardian.
That's great.
Well, number 10 is how to manage money. Talk to her. That's you.
Me.
Yeah, about the tricks that advertisers and shops use to pretend she's getting a bargain. When she's old enough, show her the household budget. Well, if we had one, I'd show it you.
Not many people have, like... There's a certain type of person who plan their meals in advance. Hmm. We're not meal planners, are we?
We're not meal planners, not at all. However, that does lead us on to something else that I spotted. And that is that you, as a Generation Z... Now, Generation Z, we've discussed this loads, are people...
It's somewhat of the basis of the podcast.
Yes. And it's anybody who was born beyond 2000. You were born in the year 2000, so that makes you...
I think it's just before that. I think it's like 1999.
Well, apparently you are now, as a Generation Z, in the spotlight as far as advertisers are concerned. I found this on a...
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, you're in the spotlight, congrats.
No, you're in the spotlight, be careful, because advertisers are very keen on getting their message across to Generation Zs now. After years spent hidden... This was from an advertising website, and it says after years, you know, for advertising practitioners, after years spent hidden in the shadows of millennials, Generation Z is taking over the spotlight and making some making up some serious waves in the process, says Monotype in an analysis of Gen Z experience. Gen Zs are the first true digital natives, born between the late 1990s to the mid-2000s, and only know a world with internet access, social media...
Yeah, that's the difference,
and
that
smartphone
we've never known any
phones.
Different.
Well, having grown up, this is you now, in an era of Snapchat, Instagram and constant connectivity, Gen Zs are creating branded content and writing genuine reviews. So are we talking about things like these blogs that you see from people round about, you know, the who are advertising makeup and all that?
What they're saying older, they're like millennials who advertise to Generation Z. This Christmas that has just gone, there was a massive like news thing. You might have seen it because it made like mainstream news of Zoella. You've heard of Zoella, haven't you? She's like...
She blogs about beauty products and gets money from makes loads of money.
She came out with an advent calendar that had things like it had cookie cutters in it. It was like it had like a bauble in it. It was £50 in Boots, and it's just like preying on like 12-year-old girls who worship her. Well, I'm aware that people are trying to sell me stuff, but I think it's because I'm 17, so I'm a bit older, a bit wiser.
Shall we move on, Ruth?
Shall we?
You're going to tell us about some television or the Kardashians or something?
Do you want me to tell you about the Kardashians?
Keep up with them? I need to know. I've not heard anything about the Kardashians all week.
This is breaking news. It's not breaking news when you're listening to this. I'm not breaking the news, by the way, just to be clear.
Yes.
I don't want people to think that, like...
You're that close to the Kardashians that you're breaking the news. But this news was broken today.
I think so, yeah. Well,
and when I say today, it depends when you're listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Could be yesterday.
Someone could be listening to this years in the future. Mm. That's weird.
Ruth.
Isn't that weird?
Well, it isn't. It isn't. I sometimes find articles that I wrote for The Independent in the 1980s crop up on the internet. Sometimes, you know, I'll be looking for something, say when I'm doing this, the music, which we'll do shortly, and I'm looking at a piece of music and researching the artist, I'll go on the internet, look down something and say, my God, I wrote that piece, and I'll be clicking on my own article from the 1980s in The Independent to actually do the piece. But anyway, breaking news about
someone
the Kardashians.
Someone could be listening to this and then we're sat here, so ill.
Yeah, somebody
it's like time travel.
In hundreds of years' time.
Yeah. This could be used as like...
Both be dead.
Like when people are studying sociology or something like that, and they're looking back at like how the world worked and... Crazy, right.
They'd be more likely to be looking at some report from a think tank. But anyway, tell me about the Kardashians.
But that's the problem, isn't it?
Tell me about the Kardashians, for God's sake.
So, don't shout at me. No. The Guardian doesn't ever tell you to shout at your teenage children.
No, the Guardian doesn't shout at all. The Guardian is not a shouty newspaper. The Guardian's quite... The Daily Express is a shouty newspaper. If you know, they will shout. They shout about Brexit a lot.
You're not a Guardian parent at all.
No. All right, let's hear about the Kardashians.
This was on Fox News. So the title was, Kim will ask Trump to pardon drug offender. So Kim is going to meet with the president as part of her ongoing effort to win a pardon for the 62-year-old great-grandmother, Alice Johnson, who is serving a life sentence without parole for a first-time non-violent drug offence. And she's going to try and get a pardon. And there, she's been talking to Jared Kushner.
Jared Kushner is married to
Ivanka.
Ivanka, yeah.
She's going to talk with them. And then later on in the evening, Trump and Ivanka are going to... Well, Donald Trump and Ivanka are going to host Kim for dinner.
Right.
Isn't that nice?
Is Trump and the Kardashians, do they mix a lot? Are they...
Not really. I don't think... Maybe before.
I mean, is he on their sort of radar? Are they Trump supporters? Or
well, I'm not sure. And no, I'm pretty sure that they were Clinton supporters, or I'm pretty sure Kim was anyway. Mm. I'm not. I feel like they keep quite quiet politically.
Right.
I feel like Kendall Jenner, who is the one who's the model and is the most liberal, I feel like she was a Clinton Hillary supporter. Mm. But I'm not sure about Kim and stuff. But I think they'll have mixed in the same circles.
The lawyer who represented O.J. Simpson, which is the only Kardashian that I know, is called Robert Kardashian, I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure. But yeah, you're right, they would move in the same circles to an extent.
Yeah.
Because Trump did get involved in NFL football at one stage. And, of course, O.J. Simpson was an NFL player. I'm not sure how solid your research is on this, because I'd like to know something about the woman who's serving a life sentence. What do we know about
this
her?
That's what I said. Alice Johnson. She's 62 years old, and she's a great-grandmother, and she's serving a life sentence without parole for a first-time non-violent drug offence.
I want to know what the offence was.
It just says a first-time non-violent offence on all the websites.
I have just found from a Memphis newspaper, Memphis in Tennessee.
Have you found what it was?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I have.
None of the big news reporters.
She led a multi-million dollar drug ring that dealt in tons of cocaine from 1991 to 94. However, who knows how accurate multi-million dollar drug ring is? That's how it was reported. But it was the era of Clinton's crime reform bill. That's obviously Bill Clinton's crime reform bill, which was locking up black men and women for drug crimes and giving them long mandatory prison sentences. Mm-hmm. And she has a personal story. I won't go into the whole personal story because people are going to be that interested. But she has a personal story of a lot of trouble in her life.
Yeah, she does. I mean, she's 62 years old and a great-grandmother. So. Yeah.
And her youngest son was killed in a motorbike accident.
Yeah. Death of a child.
Yeah, precisely. We're going to have a two-second gap now so that we can easily insert an advert into this podcast.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So we now.
I don't know this.
Yes. Well, it's a new thing. We now insert a 2 second gap. Now.
We're real capitalists now, aren't we?
We certainly are. I like to get on board with whatever product is being advertised. We used to have a rule when I was on commercial radio years ago that you separated yourself from the adverts. And I've always liked to be on board and actually talk up the adverts.
Well, that's what they do. These YouTubers do. They pretend like they really love whatever it is.
Precisely.
I'm sure sometimes they actually do, but...
Yes, well, I like to think that... See, but my problem here is I don't know what product is going to be advertised. So all I'd like to say is to anybody listening to the Ruthie, Me and My Dad podcast... Oh, by the way, just a bit of self-advertisement. Do rate and review, please. So it does help us if you rate the podcast, you review the podcast, tell your friends, smash that like button... All the other stuff, if you can, and retweet, etc., etc. That's the bit of self-promotion. But as far as the product goes, that is going
to buy it.
Yes, I was going to say absolutely, Ruth. Yeah, I'm glad to see
it's really, really good. Buy it now.
Such an enthusiastic young capitalist. We don't know what it is, but whatever it is, we love it, and we use it all the time. Don't we
love it, and we use it all the time. Struck. will use it all the time.
Stroke
will
log
onto
it all the time. Stroke would click on it if
we'll
saw
use it once and it'll be great.
Yeah.
Stroke will go away.
Yeah.
On a plane.
Precisely.
To that place.
We'll definitely go away to that place, whatever it is. And we're behind it 100%. So
100%.
And we'd like you to get behind it too. And while you're doing that, don't forget to rate and review us and tell your...
Smash
the like button, tell your friends. Well, high time we talked about music now.
In our ad break, I've received a text.
Oh, yes. During the ad break, you got a text?
Yeah, that is desperately needs replying to. My friend's just seen a boy in B&M. And who we went to a party with, and she was like, I'm trying to find my sister, and it's so embarrassing. And I said, go say hi. He said, he's on the till, so I might have to. And he said,
he's on the till in B&M.
In B&M. And I said, which B&M? And she said, Wakefield, like near Maslan and Home Bargains. Do you know where we are? So this is the kind of breaking news that we need to be reporting.
Right. So he's lost his sister in B&M.
No. Tilly, my friend.
Your friend.
Lost her sister.
In B&M. Right, that's so bad.
What?
I like B&M.
I don't think she's actually full on lost her sister. I mean, her sister's like 12 as well, so does it really count as lost?
When
does it stop being... I want to know when the line is drawn where... So now, if I walk around in a shop away from my parents, I'm not lost, am I? I'm just on my own. Mm. When do I become unlost?
You become lost when it's reported into the police. You become lost. If you were missing...
Do you remember when I went missing in TK Maxx?
No, I don't remember.
So I was in TK Maxx. I actually full on was actually missing. I mean, for like...
How old were you then when you were missing in TK Maxx?
Like six, like young. And we were downstairs, this TK Maxx Leeds. We were downstairs in TK Maxx. And then I couldn't find Mum. I don't know where I was gone. So I went upstairs in TK Maxx. And
those
I was like crying, and I saw they were upstairs. But like, this was the first time I'd ever moved floors on my own. I thought Mum had left me on the bottom floor, and then Mum found me, and she was like,
"Well, it's easy to get lost in TK Maxx because there are so many bargains in there." This is just in case there are advertisers. There are so many bargains and so many different. I find TK Maxx bewildering in that
it's not a
all of a sudden there's a shirt with a zip, you know.
It's not like a great, like I don't enjoy shopping in it, but it's good for the bargains. It's just, it's not pleasant.
This is our music spot. This is where I introduce you to a piece of music, you introduce me to a piece of music. And I was surprised a little bit, but I don't know why I should have been surprised, when we were watching Stand By Me and the song Every Day came on.
Oh, by Buddy Holly.
Yeah, now you know that now. But at the time I said
Dad
to you,
was like... I'm not telling you who that's by. I'm just not telling you because I don't... But you're like, don't say you know who it is in the podcast. Don't say you know. Yeah. And I did.
But you didn't. The song was Every Day. No, every day, it's again closer, going faster.
This is how we avoid the copyright laws.
I think it's still... he's still... Well, Buddy Holly is no longer with us. The estate of Buddy Holly should actually get the royalties when we say... Every day, it's a getting closer.
The music in Stand By Me is so good, isn't it?
Well, it's all from that late 50s.
Lollipop.
The film features lots of music, as you say, from the late 50s, 1959, just about going into 1960. Things like the Cordettes, who, of course, had that big hit with Mr. Sandman. I'm a big fan of pre-Beatles pop, even though I'm also a big fan of the Beatles, as I may have mentioned. The piece of music, I'll play the piece of music now, the piece of music that I've brought in for you is Buddy Holly doing Not Fade Away. So let's have a listen.
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. Are you gonna give your love to me? I wanna love you night and day. You know my love will not fade away. Oh, well, you know my love will not fade away.
Well, there we are. 20 seconds of Buddy Holly for review purposes. and that was not Fade Away, which interestingly
I enjoyed it.
Well, interesting enough, that was a hit for the Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones did a cover version of Not Fade Away. What happened, all that music you enjoyed so much in Stand By Me, mm-hmm. which we should say is the film based on the Stephen King book.
Novella.
Novella, yes. Small Stephen King short story, I think. Mm-hmm. Short story, novella.
It says based on the Stephen King novella at the end of the film.
It does, yes. But I always think a novella is just a Guardian way of saying short story. But
Guardian's been getting some real stick in this episode.
And the Daily Express, don't forget.
I don't think we've really given much stick to the Daily Express.
No.
I mean, you implied it was only a newspaper in name, but...
Yes, because you said, you just asked me, is the Daily Express a reliable news source? And I thought, oh, blimey, there is a question, is the Daily Express... Anyway, this novella that, the short story, long short story written by Stephen King, called...
Long short story is somewhat of an oxymoron.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So this film, Stand By Me, a lot of that pre-Beatles music, which, interestingly enough, didn't get played in Britain in 1959. Those were all big hits.
Really?
They were all big hits in America.
Why not?
One of them was a big hit in the UK.
What were you listening to?
We were listening to the BBC because there was no commercial. There was Radio Luxembourg, you'd hear a bit of it, but there was very little. When I was growing up, there was very little commercial radio, or no commercial radio virtually in the UK. And the BBC was absolutely shocking in terms of playing American record. They wouldn't play American music. So you wouldn't hear a big American song until a British artist had covered it. So Buddy Holly had phenomenal influence. Buddy Holly died in 1959, by the way, in a plane crash in Iowa.
R.I.P.
Yeah, indeed. There were you'd be rather late. You could tweet R.I.P. Buddy Holly, but you would be 50-odd years late. So he died in this plane crash in Iowa. He had a couple of brief years recording from about 57 to 59, and he wrote a phenomenal amount of brilliant music, which influenced the Britpop of the era immensely. Without Buddy Holly, probably the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, all those people, they all played Buddy Holly songs in their live sets. And the second hit, or it might be second or third hit, that the Rolling Stones had was that very song, Not Fade Away. It was a number one for the Stones.
Wow.
Having not been a hit particularly for Buddy Holly. The Beatles, on their first or second LP, did Words of Love, which is another Buddy Holly song. So a fantastically influential artist. And have you heard the song American Pie?
Yeah. I've heard that.
Madonna did a version of it, and Don McLean,
the
famous one.
It's in a lot of films, that as well. Is it in the film American Pie?
It is. Well, I assume I've never seen the film American Pie, because that's just about people doing obscene things with pies, really, isn't it? But here, it's nothing to do with Buddy Holly. But the song American Pie is all about Buddy Holly. It's about Don McLean going around delivering his newspapers on what the Americans call a newspaper route. And he learns from the newspapers that Buddy Holly has died. He was born 1936 in Lubbock, Texas, died 1959. So you've brought in Muramasa and Lovesick featuring ASAP Rocky. Now, the S's are dollar signs.
Indeed. So, should we start from the beginning?
Let's start from the beginning.
Muramasa.
Is it pronounced Muramasa?
Yeah.
All right, because it's spelled
ASAP Rocky, not ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky, okay.
ASAP Rocky. And Lovesick, you pronounce right? Well done.
So I pronounce Lovesick.
Should we just play it? And then you can just tell me what you think.
Absolutely, let's play it.
Okay, she giving me love, but it fucked my energy up. Every time it's finna be summer, only got the memories of us. And now we industry lovers, they making enemies of us. I mean, sometimes we in public, they drain this energy from us. Visit Italia, be my senorita. They've either or I've either, either way you need a visa. I ain't talking about MasterCards, debit cards, either. Credit charge, Kermit the Frog.
Yes, reference to Kermit the Frog. We managed to get in there. And energy levels, I like all the references. It's clever. It's very clever. Is it a big hit?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'm not sure whether it's on like stuff like Capital, but I don't think it is.
I've never heard it.
It's a massive hit. I really like Mirror Mercer as a band. Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it.
I saw you doing a bit of dancing. You had sort of a one finger in the air, kind of.
Yeah, it's difficult to dance when you're sitting on a chair with the headphones on, but I did the best I could. Okay. And I noticed it had got 39 million views on YouTube.
Which is not that many.
What, 39 million?
I think other songs, like That's... really popular songs, will have had way more than that.
That's
like, I wonder how much stuff like Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. Like, I wonder how many that's got.
Well, let's do a unique experiment here. Let's go onto YouTube.
Do you want me to
and
go?
And see who's... No, I'll do it while we're... and then I'll
In
edit.
Conversation.
Right, 49 million views on YouTube.
Which I don't think is that many. Like, I'm not
49
sure.
49 million?
I'm not sure, but I just don't think it's that many. Like, I think that if you looked up in something like massive and mainstream, then it would actually have way more views than that.
Well, as it happens, I know exactly how many views Shape of You has got. Shape of You has three... But I saw 49 million when you asked me to...
And you were...
And I was thought, my God. You know, I thought we were doing really well, getting like a 500 or 600 downloads of the podcast. When I saw 49 million for that Mirror Mercer. I said it right then,
didn't I? You kind of rolled your R, though. It's a bit weird.
Mirror Mercer.
Mirror Mercer.
Right, that Mirror Mercer, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Oh, brilliant. Although,
just as a disclaimer, I don't actually know how it's meant to be pronounced. I've only ever heard my friends, and then I think one girl who...
Because it could be with the Leeds accent. Don't forget the Leeds accent, Mirror Mercer.
That is not what I sound like.
No, it's not entirely, but that's possible.
Mirror Mercer. You think I sound like Oasis?
No, Oasis Manchester.
Yeah,
I
know, but
like
that's
Mel
what
B.
you sound like. Mirror Mercer.
Yeah, it's because I'm from Manchester.
Manchester.
Is that how a Manchester accent goes?
Manchester.
No, that's wrong. Manchester.
Manchester.
But anyway, when I saw 49 million there for that, I thought, wow, that must be the most popular song in the world. And then I look at Shape of You and it's 3,500,000. This is the popular... Everybody in the world must have viewed Shape of You.
Well, no, there's 8 billion people, isn't there?
This means that everybody in the Western... You know, because there will be people living...
People have watched it more than once, though.
Yeah, but there'll be people living in the highlands in Afghanistan, in remote villages, who won't be aware of Ed Sheeran.
No, I was just going to say that A$AP Rocky is an American rapper, and Alex Crossan, who is Mirror Mercer, and Mirror Mercer is from a Japanese word, and he is from Guernsey. Thought it was interesting. Not really heard of many people from Guernsey.
No, Channel Islands haven't produced many famous people. There is a film called The Guernsey Potato People.
The Guernsey Potato People, which are about little tiny potato men who live under under bridges. It's called The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society.
Right.
I would quite like to see it.
And that's our music spot for this week. Should we?
Yeah, that's our music spot for this week.
It certainly is. Should we move on?
If only there was some way that we could tell our audience we were going to move on.
You have one more bit, I understand, Ruth.
Yeah.
Give me your bit.
The Daily Express, because I said we hooked them in, didn't we?
We did.
So they published an article that called Revere or Remove, The Battle over Statues, Heritage and History. They were talking about the debate over how much we need to pay homage to, like, Imperial England. And because Historic England did this programme, which was the one that was called Revere or Remove as well. And then in the article by the Daily Express, there was the retired... I've written a word that looks a lot like rear.
Rear Admiral?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his real
word.
Oh, is that
a real word? Yeah, right, okay. Retired Rear Admiral Roger Lane Knott said it was political correctness gone mad.
So this is taking down statues of people like Nelson and
so
Churchill.
So it came after this programme, the picture for it was the statue of Nelson with a wrecking ball next to it, and it said revere or remove. So that was what came. But the Daily Express published their article after a woman who kind of got the debate kicked off, really, called Afua Hirsch.
Yes.
How do you say that? Afua
Hirsch, I think.
Afua Hirsch.
Yeah.
And she...
She's a well-known sort of controversial. She appears on TV all the time. She did a lot of stuff
on
the Harry and Meghan Markle wedding, commenting on the fact that Meghan Markle was black.
Right.
But so she's great at Afua Hirsch because she also has a Jewish grandmother. So she sort of owns everything. She can have a... She's sort of mixed race. She's got a Jewish heritage, and she's got, I think, an Asian Indian heritage as well. So she has a go at everything. She's brilliant. Wow. She's brought in as a talking head. She's never out of television studios. Goes from one to the other.
She published a column in The Guardian titled Britain doesn't just glorify its violent past, it gets high in it. And this, the byline of this was... Byline?
No, the subheading.
Subheading of this was, the defensive patriotic narrative of empire has become a drug. Like all addicts, those hooked on it cannot stomach critique. Which is quite a bold thing to say.
But she specialises in that.
About empire. So she talked a bit about the Churchill film, The Darkest Hour, painting Churchill as this man who stood alone against fascist Nazism. Mm-hmm. And then she talked a bit about Poland, who had just passed a law. This will, I think, annoy you particularly as a Jewish man. Jewish man was a weird... I don't know. So they passed a law...
I do identify as a Jewish man.
So historians who raise facts of Poland's complicity... With the Nazis,
yeah,
could face up to 3 years in prison if they mentioned how Poland were complicit with it and didn't.
So this is Poland trying to hide and bury its
bury the fact that out of all the places, Poland were extremely.
They were yes.
Yeah, I mean France and Poland were like, yeah, go on, take them.
What she's saying then is that Poland is trying to bury its disreputable past, and the UK
we're doing the same thing, just with a different period of history with imperialism. But she's also saying that we're not only trying to bury it in the way that Poland are, but we glorify it. We have statues of people, and I think it's also a lot like in America. They were trying to get rid of statues that were in like the South of people who defended slavery. Well, I wanted to know your opinion because I think it's important not to ignore your past and not to ignore the fact that
we're a history student.
It's important not to recognise our imperialism, but then also people feel patriotism helps the English people, and I don't know. I just think it was interesting.
Yes.
What do you think?
What do I think? As a patriot, I think that these statues ought to stay up, to be honest.
But what would you say about the... Because she was saying that Nelson was a man who defended slavery.
Yes, he may very well have done. What I'm saying is we should be... I'm not entirely sure how accurate that is. But I'm saying that when we teach history, we should, you know, we should take account of the fact that... the fact that somebody... If he made money out of slavery, which of course lots of huge firms that we still invest in over here and still exist made money out of slavery, we should be aware of that, but not necessarily. Siemens Engineering, if you like, your uncle works for Siemens Engineering, they're a perfectly respectable firm. Without them, we wouldn't have a lot of temporary traffic lights and things. Siemens, and we, you know, how much we love those temporary traffic lights. But what I'm saying is, they produced arms for the Germans during the war.
But there's not like a expiry date on history.
No, there's an expiry date, but that's precisely it. You know, we're aware of what happened, and we move on.
Yeah, but
my view.
Is it the right thing to be doing to be having statues where people are celebrated and making films where men are celebrated? Like the Churchill film.
Churchill film was great. And
yeah, but portraying him as this hero who's...
Well, you're portraying one period in his life during which he was undoubtedly a hero. You know, he brought Canada and America into the... We would have lost the war without Churchill, no two ways about it. And it depends whether... Afua Hirsch, her Jewish heritage and her black and Asian heritage would have done a fat lot of good if Churchill hadn't been about to win the war for us. You know, she wouldn't be walking around from CNN to Sky to whatever other station she's on. She would, she wouldn't be here. So in that respect, Churchill was a hero. Other periods in his life, he was on the wrong side of history. But it's history, isn't it? He was on the wrong side of history. And I think when it comes to the history of slavery, the UK has a lot to be shameful about, but also has the fact that Wilberforce, you know, we weren't as bad as the Americans, put it that way.
Yeah, but just because you weren't as bad as someone else doesn't mean you weren't.
No, and I don't think it's hidden either.
Yeah, I think it's a topic that we're never going to have a complete way to look at it.
Well, I think a way to look at it is, yes, the statues stay. The statues stay,
but
the Colston Hall in Bristol remains called the Colston Hall, etc. But we're aware of the history.
It's about striking the balance between remembering, but we don't want to glorify it.
No, but there's nothing wrong with glorifying Churchill's role in the Second World War, which is totally, you know, however much of a drunk he was, however sexist he was in today's standards.
No, and also like a complete imperialist as well.
Yes, he was an imperialist, but at that point, people thought the empire was good. And there were certain things that the imperialists did which were good.
Like
bringing democracy and, you know, parliamentary democracy to all sorts of countries. It's a grey area. I don't think you can totally condemn people who were imperialists. And I certainly don't think you ought to be knocking Nelson's Column down.
Okay, so Nelson Column stays, but I think Afua Hirsch does have something.
She's probably got a point. I'm not going
to
stop her from speaking because we are a democracy. And we're a democracy because of all those people that came before us.
Great. And on that note, I think that brings episode 16 to an end.
It certainly does. To a close. It certainly does. Well done, Ruth.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.